morning, everybody. This is Cohen Meanderer. I'm Jason Nemro. We've done some experimentation. I've done some experimentation. I still like Opus for the encoding of these recordings, although there are a lot of circumstances where it just doesn't. It isn't recognized as an audio file in Internet Archive. I don't know exactly what this is going to spell for other things. I need to put it up on my Gopher server and see if it works that way. If it's recognized that way. Still planning on moving all that to the bulletin board system. However, honestly, the bulletin board system's what's a good word for it? It's a little, these ports are typically blocked when you're away from where I work and don't have very good cell phone coverage in a lot of situations. But we'll see. You know, things at work are not set. So we'll just have to see where that goes. So it's not good to make good decisions now. Anyway, that's mostly logistical stuff, which I do. I do a lot of data logistics, I suppose, is a good word for it. Good term. Anyway, it's morning. I'm on the way to on the way to work, and watched the debate last night. This debate between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. And I'm sorry to say that Kamala Harris won handily, very handily. She did a really good job of acting like she had a vision without any substance about how she was going to accomplish it. It's all about what people don't want and what people don't want to see from their country and things like that. And I think that's going to have a far-reaching effect on the upcoming election. All of the things that indicate that she really wasn't, when they say that Donald Trump is going to destroy our democracy, it's really interesting because she was actually a person that was pretty much placed into the position she's in without any democratic process. And that's what it just ends up being. These things tend not to hit very hard, because most Democrats don't care about democracy unless it goes against them. I think Kamala Harris is going to win. I've been saying this for a while, that I figured Kamala Harris would actually win from a combination of small things. She's going to win through the traditional fashion, which is, I say things that are sweet to the ear. Donald Trump, although he's being incredibly, I think he's being, by and large, incredibly honest about our situation as a country. And I think he has good, I think he has a good take on it. she was successful at telling people that he's saying things that they don't want to hear. And she's really painting picket fences and making it all look good, even though it's rotten underneath. She is going to win votes, the majority of undecided people, due to a combination of little things. Number one, she's going to buy your vote. She's going to tell you everything is fine, even if it isn't. She flattered where Trump was pretty much telling you that there's big problems and he's a tough guy to solve them. Which I'm sorry doesn't he's not a very good evangelist of it. Kamala is going for the nice people who have always had a problem with Trump, because she did a good job of sounding nice and reasonable, but she really is a person that tells you to be calm, everything's all right when the house is on fire, when everything's starting to fall apart. And she did a good job of it. And I was kind of hoping that she would do kind of her hysterical thing. When she starts laughing, that's her being hysterical. I know that because that's how my wonderful wife, Lisa, when she's really stressed out, she'll start laughing. Whoever's working with her did a really good job of making sure that she came off looking good. So yeah, did she win that debate? Handily. It's a good job. Is it good for the country? Oh gosh, no. Her agenda is deeper socialization. When she says she's going to give $25,000 to new home buyers, you know, she isn't going to say at this point all the strings that are going to be attached to that. It's hard to say what those are. If we're just to go with the regular stuff, all these houses will be owned by Sally Mae and Freddie Mac, poised and ready to move from being a mortgage company to being, I don't know what they're called, BlackRock, is BlackRock one of these? Whatever. To becoming the nation of renters. Maybe not pushing for the disasters that will throw people into hock, or maybe they will. The pandemic proved that there was going to be some amazing things go on. Out of a sense of care, everybody said, oh, well, nobody has to pay their house payments or their rent during this crisis. I don't even want to know how many independent landlords went belly up, were approached by bigger fish like Blackwater, coming to buy out their rental properties for a discount. You know, would you rather have money or would you rather have nothing? And I'm sorry, landlords are in the business. These are investments. And so when there's not money coming in for whatever reason, they've got to look at what's better. And the better thing is to is to sell out to these larger entities for cash. They have to eat too. And I see that this is the big thing. The powerful want to stay powerful or increase their power, for the people associated with the Democrats, this is predominantly done through a government collaboration. You want government to be the bad guy. If anything bad happens, you want the government to be the entity blamed and stuff like that. Of course, you still have to pay your bills. All these bigger things can afford to play a longer game than a small-time landlord swoop in and pick up all these properties at a discount and then sit on them knowing that things are going to settle down and that everybody has to have a place to live, and that's how you continue to have money, power, glory, whatever, is this way. And I can see that Sally Mae and Freddie Mac will be converted. It'll still give out most of the mortgages, but I think things will change to the point that, you know, if something bad happens, or they will start saying, you know what, let's convert your mortgage into rent, and we'll just hold on to that property. We'll just hold the title. They might actually come up with kind of a new form of title, so that you can feel good and you can say, yeah, I own my home. And you go, you really don't. Your mortgage company owns that home. It's just like when people say, wait a minute, I spent all this time and I pay off my house, and I found out that property tax levies are just another cute form of rent. And the government has total control over my property. As long as I make my payments, they'll leave me alone. But, you know, if I don't make my payments, they can sell my property out from under me. Basically for back taxes. Anyway, so I think that's one thing that's really going to happen. And Kamala Harris will do what her handlers tell her to do. When it comes to how she's going to be elected, it's easy. She gets to claim blackness. She's a woman. And none of these things would ever get her elected in and of themselves. But they're little pieces here and there that will pick up little slivers of voting blocks. And this will, you know, and that's really all she needs to do, you know, is pick up a little here and a little there, and she'll get it done, along with the fact that shenanigans are being played. Trump rightly brought out that opening the border was going to create new voters. A lot of these voters have been shuffled off to states where you don't have to have an ID to vote. Or, you know, you don't have to have citizenship to vote. You can just go and register, and the only thing you have to do is register. You don't have to produce anything to say anything. You know, you don't have to produce a birth certificate to register to vote. All you have to do is register, and that's what they're doing. And it's just another one of those slices of voting blocks that you'll get. Pour money into these people who come to America. They give them envelopes with money. They give them a cell phone that they can use. It's said that it's there so that they can be contacted to show up at their court dates. Nobody takes seriously that they ever have to show up to their court dates. They can just get into the United States and essentially kind of stay off the grid. There's plenty of information to help you do that. But then when the moment comes that it's time to register to vote, they'll be able to find you. And they'll say, yeah, come on, let's go. Now, is it going to be huge? No, but it's It's a good enough block of people. You don't see the Republicans going out of their way to try to convince these guys to register and vote for them. That's what the Democrats do. So all these things coming together will help them to win. And to be honest, they only need to win a few times. And once you've got everybody on the government get gravy train, aren't the vast majority of people somehow taking government money? Can I be honest? If the Democrats win, we are going to be in a war with Russia. It's going to start out as a proxy war. Russia may very well decide to attack us, knowing that we're the power behind it. And does that mean I'm going to keep my job in government contracting for the military? Heck yeah. So is it going to work out pretty well for me? Sort of. I think God is helping me accomplish this so I can help other people when they need it. So yeah, is Kamala Harris going to win? I think she will. The Republicans just don't know how to win elections very well at all. And they only really do it when corruption and evil get sloppy and they get overt. That's when Republicans win. And when they get too much like, you know, hey, sure, I've got this one in the bag, you know. Hillary Clinton's biggest problem was she felt like she was anointed. She felt like she deserved it. And she was a really overt elitist. Kamala Harris has done a really good job to try to paint herself as middle class. And that was her learning from Hillary's mistakes. And of course she's got all these other things, you know, voting irregularities. They didn't say they didn't happen. They just said that they didn't think that these irregularities were big enough to have significantly affected the election. And that's going to be used again, you know. It says it's okay. Voting irregularities, which is another tool of the Democrats. Anytime you make voting easier, more ignorant, uninformed, dolt people can vote, that's one of the Democrat constituencies. And is it growing larger? And you go, sure it is. Was the debate lopsided? You go, of course it was. It was run by NBC. The moderators were constantly telling Trump that there was a lot of things they wanted to talk about, which is a lie. They didn't have several things they wanted to talk about. They only had about five or six. And but that was what they got to kind of cut him off from what he wanted to do. And that was the most important thing in the debate, was to make sure that you frustrated Trump, because then Trump would start going wild, and he did. And at least compared to Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris was never that statement was never made to her that we needed to move on to other things. She was being able to talk about whatever she wanted to talk about, no matter what the, you know, it's almost pointless that there are moderators. They should just do the tick-tock, you know, they should do the whole back and forth thing with 2 minutes apiece and have and just have a timer to say, okay, it's your turn to speak. Now it's your turn to speak. Of course, all these moderators say that they kind of represent the American people, which they don't. They basically want to bring up things that make Trump look bad, and then bring up less important things to throw softballs at Harris. And it worked really well. She was able to do what she wanted to do. She was going to be able to do it anyway. But she had willing accomplices of the moderators. And one time she kind of lost it. And there was a little bit of bickering between her and the moderators, but only once, and it didn't last long. It was kind of upsetting, especially, I think, for the nice set. You got to know that I am not a nice person, because nice hides evil. Satan is very nice. He's very sweet, and he is able to talk you into doing things under normal circumstances you would never do. So, like I said, did those guys do a wonderful job? Absolutely. Did Kamala do a good job? She did. She comported herself very well. This is, you know, what do I foresee once Kamala gets into office? A wholesale walk toward a far more socialistic place, far more giving cash awards to people, promising them more. The powers that be really want to put in universal basic income, because you know what it is, what it does. It says it gives them the ability to slip in strings, you know. At first they say, oh, we're just going to give you this money. It's just going to be this money. And then slowly they'll say, well, I said, you know, there's going to be a little bit more money you can get if you do what the government wants, or the government will start saying, well, you're going to have to do this, and you're going to have to do that to get your universal basic income. Because the media is definitely selling it that way. You have to understand. Although the media is not in the Democratic Party's pocket, it is in the power elite's pocket, but so is the Democratic Party. It's kind of a deal that they've made. You know, it's just like saying, oh, is there a conspiracy? And you go, no, there's not really a conspiracy, but everybody's bought off. Everybody will say what needs to be said for the power elites to accomplish what they hope to do, and which is to basically enslave the population. And a wonderful way to do it is make sure all these people are renters. Everything that the detractors of these guys have accused are saying is going to happen, it's really going to happen. But in the future, the Democratic Party will have the presidency sewed up. They will have both chambers of Congress sewed up. The elites aren't really interested in the individual states. That's why they are much more about about controlling the federal government and having the federal government kind of telling what the states to do, and the states to sit there and take it. Is there going to be, you know, things don't have to change. It isn't like, well, they're going to become a dictatorship. The vilification of Trump and the lies spread about him from what he says, and he often shoots from the hip, so there's plenty of material to use. It isn't going to win them the election of itself, but it's going to affect certain little blocks of voters. And that's all you need to do is get a whole bunch of locks of voters and you've won. And that's what the Democratic Party does. Under instructions from the power elite. And it's a slow, gradual, this is how Satan works. He doesn't work fast. He works slow and steady, corrupting people and groups this way and that way in certain ways. And there really isn't a whole lot to be done about it. Except that evil is going to be gotten rid of. So how's it going to go? You know, there's prophecies about the East Coast being totally destroyed. They think, and it gives every impression it's biological, but it's like, you know, nuclear does a pretty good job that way too. If we keep goading Russia, Russia's going to do something. Russia's feeling threatened. It stands outside of the normal power things. It's basically our oligarchs kind of against their oligarchs, but those, their oligarchs have discovered the profits to be made by just being, you know, oil magnets. Russia is a huge untapped territory. Our power oligarchs want it. Their power oligarchs were pretty willing to appease Western ones because there was good money in it for them. They don't want to be challenged. So, you know, Russia needs to come to heel. NATO is probably one of the biggest tools of the power elites. I don't think they want to get rid of Russia because it's really important to have an enemy. I think you need to read the book 1984 again to see how these things are done to keep people very effectively under your thumb and to be able to glut yourself on their labors. The oligarchs are very interested in destroying the economy. Too many independent people, too many Trumps out there who could amass enough wealth to challenge them. And this is not new. This was why Pharaoh enslaved the Israelites and why he did some of the things that he did that were obviously quite evil, but it was so that he didn't have to worry about power. He was worried about the growing number of Hebrews. They were very prolific, and there were getting to be more Hebrews than there were Egyptians, and it was like, uh-oh, we've got to do something about this. They might be able to challenge my power one day. And it was only with God's influence that they were able to overcome this. And this is, it's the same playbook being used right now. You know, Trump must be destroyed because Trump isn't co-opted like everybody else has been. Most people in government have been co-opted. And the system does most of the work. You know, you aren't going to get to be the dog catcher of your town unless, you know, it's mostly a gifted position. In many towns it is. But it can do it, it can start you on the road to bigger things. Oh. That so that by the time you have any real power, you have proven yourself to the elite that you do what you're told and you do what that says. You know, they all say, well, oh, you know, some of the people give a thing that Donald Trump did such a terrible job governing. Of course, they shopped that around really hard. The basic reason is because he's not a politician. And you go, that's one of the good things about him. Is that he is not a politician. He has not paid his dues to evil to be able to acquire the power he has. And that's what's going to happen. Is that he will be gotten rid of one way or another. He's been really resilient, and he hasn't just decided to walk away, which is meaningful. The thing is that he'll say it. He doesn't wait for you to catch on to why you want him to be president. He has to come out and tell you why, and he's quite narcissistic about saying, look at the good things I've done. Aren't I wonderful? And that's really off-putting to a lot of people who say, well, we don't like narcissistic people. But it's much more easy to be evil and to be tricky, which is what Kamala's playing. You know, I'm a much nicer person. I'm this and I'm that. She didn't talk about her being this great prosecutor because she isn't trying to pander to those kinds of people. You know, she's trying to pander to, or during this last debate. She had used it before, but I think somebody had told her, stop with that, because the group we really want to get access to, or that you really need to touch, is the nice people. The nice people who really don't like Trump because he's bombastic. And they just go, well, he doesn't represent me. Even though he says, you know, things got a lot better under Trump. And they go, and they downplayed that. In fact, they didn't even bring it up. They shifted off the whole thing of the economy, which is easy to get Trump to do, because some of Trump's points are overinflated. He says that all the migrants coming here are evil, wicked, nasty people who are hurting other people. Is it true? Probably not. Are there plenty of those sorts coming? Oh yes. But nice people want to pat themselves on the back and tell them how good they are, because they want to take care of, you know, and the whole picture of migrants is, oh, they're in terrible shape. Oh, they're being abused in their home countries. Let them come here and we'll take care of them. And people are bad in that. They're using the government to do it when we really don't have the resources to be behaving the way we do, bringing in millions of people. We really don't have the resources to do it. We're printing money. We're destroying that. Can I tell you what I think everybody's kind of doing? The power elites use America to fund everything that they would like to do. Wars, jiggering elections, things like that. To vote Republican is evolved. You have to be an evolved person. And by and large, new people coming to our country just aren't evolved. You know? They're basically come from gift economies, where if you give somebody something, they will give you back something in return. It's part of their culture. Almost everybody comes in a gift economy there. And so the Democrats like that, because the Democrats can say, hey, the government's giving you this gift, but Trump won't give you this gift. And it's obvious Trump totally talks that way, that he's not going to be doing that. and that we need to stop doing that. NATO is the tool of the power elite that for years and years and years, just as Trump said, were basically financed by the United States because Europe really didn't have any skin in the game particularly. They would commit a handful of troops to whatever NATO was doing, but at the end of the day, it cost them very little. And they liked it that way. It was wonderful. They could spend their money on social programs that made us look like pricks. You know, we don't get social programs like they do. And you go, yeah, because they don't have a military to speak of. They have a few things. So yeah, Trump scares the power elite most, I think, on him acting like that, saying, you know what, we're going to make NATO countries pony up a whole lot more, much more proportional to things. It says, and you know what, this whole Ukraine thing is mostly trumped up garbage. It's all about tearing down Russia and getting to its natural resources, because that's what all wars are about. We're about trying to protect yourself or getting somebody's resources. Russia is chock full of resources. It's crazy. It's crazy big that way. Anyway, so guy, here I am. So yeah, is Kamala Harris going to win? I have no doubt that she's going to win, and that she's going to win by a big enough margin that the arguments over whether the election was stolen or not will look silly. You know, you can say such things when you win by, you know, when it's 51-49, they're really going to make sure that she wins. You know, by the, and let me tell you, is it democratic? And you go, yes. Is she going to win somewhat democratically? And you go, for the most part. Are there going to be voting irregularities? Sure. But are they going to be sufficient to justify any particular action? Is it going to overturn election? And it's like, no, it's not going to be enough again to do that. Trump is going to lose by death by a million cuts, and it's going to work. Kamala's going to be the next president of the United States, and what's going to happen? Our march to socialistic enslavement will continue unabated and may be able to quicken its pace a bit. The whole problem comes from impatience when it comes to that. They can screw things up by proceeding too fast. But it's always being tested, you know, let's test this and see what people think. And if people don't say anything, we're going to go ahead and do it. Obamacare was done that way. It wasn't really shopped very much. You know, everybody says, oh, Obama ran on that. No, he didn't. He didn't mention a thing about health care. His concerns were in other places. Once he got there, all of a sudden, health care popped up. Some gung-ho person in Congress brought it up, and when they set up the trial balloon to see how things would react, there really wasn't much of a reaction against it. So it happened. Let's go, guys. You're not even looking at me. I'm the one you should be worried about far more. But I'm awfully nice today. So. and that's how it's going to be done. She pressed little buttons. Trump tries to press big buttons, and does he sound crazy? He does. He sounds very, very crazy, you know. And there is going to be enough people that profit off of what the Democrats do, and a lot of people that really listen when they're being pandered to, when they're being flattered, when they're being painted a picture. It's like painting a mural on a wall that seems nice in a really decrepit part of town. That there's just a bunch of people that really like that. Regardless. Yeah, is she going to win? I think so. So I can call this Kamala's going to win. And you go, is that a good thing? And you go, no, it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing at all. Trump, for all of his warts and for all of his problems, for all that stuff, was far better for the Constitution and America. He even went back to old funding streams. You know, he did a really crappy job of explaining, or at least saying something about tariffs that would have been useful, I think. Now, he might come back and said, no, people understand tariffs. This is all I can say it seems to work is that it's going to punish our enemies. And you go, no, this is, it just makes it so that our high price of labor is kind of wiped off the table when we're competing against China and Southeast Asia, who can give us, you know, so much, you know, when they can produce goods and, frankly, more and more often, digital services so much cheaper than we can. The only reason why I still get jobs is because I work for places that Filipinos and Indians have trouble getting into. At the end of the day, that's kind of what's happening. You know, says I've got this clearance, and it's really hard. A person that's not a U.S. citizen usually can't get this clearance, and so I get a whole lot of money tied to that difference, the fact that I've got attributes almost that other people just can't come up with who are willing to work for less. So, you know, and you're going, well, Nemro, you're profiting off the situation. And you go, yeah, I am. That's why it's like, is God, you know, is God a Republican? And you go, I think he stays out of it. It's just he's more pragmatic than that. So anyway, I'm almost to the gate. I need to go. So yeah, Kamala's going to win. And she's, you know, and that's all you really need to get out of this. Trump did a noble job, and he's a noble guy, but it's not really gonna do anything. Talk to you later. Bye.